Meeting conducted by the Risen Lord community. So if you are joining us for the first time, our normal program is that we have a time of praise followed by a message and then worship. So today's praise will be led by our own Jerry. So let's invite him to really bring down the presence of the Lord, and let's bring this time to the hands of the Lord so that we can truly experience his love, his joy, his peace in this day. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We begin this time in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We bless you. We exalt you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord Jesus. We give you all praise and glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. I invite you just to praise and thank the Lord. Just say, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord, as we come together, Lord. We bless you, Father. We magnify your name. Today, as we come together, the word says in Psalm 27, verse 1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I be afraid? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, God of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, open to the sun. But once again, joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Fill us with the light of day. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Father. We exalt you, Lord. All thy works rejoice around thee. Earth and heaven reflect thy ways. Stars and angels sing around thee. Center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, whale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Call us to rejoice in thee. Let's praise and thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We bless you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thou art giving and forgiving, every blessing ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Hallelujah, praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. And hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Let's glorify this newborn King. Let's praise him wherever you are. Lift up your hands, exalt him. Say, thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Come on, lift your hands, lift your voice and say, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We enjoy your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. This heaven and Lord, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, son, Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the new newborn King. Hallelujah, glory to the newborn King. Praise you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. And hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Of the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King. Hallelujah. We glorify the newborn King. We praise him wherever you are. Just unmute your computer and say, thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Let there be powerful praise. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad as we praise the Lord, as we glorify him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speaker build joy and overflow well. No one can tell. Joy, I'm speaker build joy and overflowing well. No tongue can tell. Yeah, joy, I'm speaker build joy. An overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Lift your hands and sing these words. Joy, unspeakable joy. An overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy. An overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Once again, joy, feel that joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Father. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise him. Welcome his presence. Welcome Jesus into your heart today. Thank him. Praise him. Glorify him. Give that glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In times of the pandemic, Lord, even when we are alone at home, some of us on hospital beds, some of us lonely, some of us broken, some of us with family members, even in these moments, you love us and you come to us and you are ministering to us, Lord, as we praise you, as we glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye all call me to Bethlehem. Come and behold him. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. just worship him, just welcome him, just glorify him. Close your eyes wherever you are. Just close your eyes and welcome his presence as we join the angels, as we sing, sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, or sing all you bright hosts of heaven above. And sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all the criticisms of heaven above. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. The Lord. Just watch as we sing these words. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy. 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 Christ our Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ on earth. For you alone are worthy. 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 Christ the Lord, just worship him. She did a worship you, Lord. Lord. We worship you, Lord. In this time, as we welcome you, Lord, and you in our hearts, Lord, as we call upon your name, Lord, as we believe that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you are in control of every situation, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are the Lion of Judah, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that you have the last word in every situation, Lord. Right now, Lord, we welcome you into every home, Jesus. Stretch forth your hand and minister to every member of families, Master God. Every young person, every sick person, every old person, every weak person, every suffering person. Jesus, come, Lord, be born again in those who are far away, those who are close, those who are lukewarm, and those who are thirsting, Lord, for more of you, Lord. We welcome your presence. We welcome your love. We welcome your anointing, Lord. We welcome a new spring of faith, Lord. We welcome a thirst for your word, Lord. We welcome your hand over our finances, Lord, over our jobs, Lord, over our future, Lord, over marriage proposals, Lord, over every aspect of families and lives, Master God, over our prayer life, Lord. Lord, some of us cannot pray, Jesus, but today, Lord, we pray for the grace, Lord, to open our hearts and to begin a relationship with you, Lord. Right now, we pray for those who cannot pray, who feel dry, who feel weak, that the Lord will speak into your life as you worship him and as you adore him. Let us adore him. Let us adore him. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Let us adore him. Let us adore him. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Once again, let us adore him. Let us adore him. Jesus Christ is the Lord, my Lord. Come and behold him, bow down before him. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Come and behold him, bow down before him. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Pray these words again. Let us adore him. Let us adore him. Jesus Christ is the Lord. The Lord over every situation. Come and behold him. Bow down before him. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's welcome the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, my brother, my sister. The very first words God Almighty spoke in the creation of the universe was, let there be light. And there was light. The chaos, void, emptiness vanished instantaneously. Earth. Yes, Lord. Though sin destroyed the minds of human beings and were led to choose power, pleasure, honor and wealth of this world, human hearts were never happy or satisfied and were always seeking you, Lord, you alone. Lord Almighty, as we are eagerly awaiting to celebrate the birth of the Son of God, we fall at thy feet today at this very moment, humbly inviting the Holy Spirit to awaken our inner being to see what is blocking the true light, true joy, true peace into our hearts. Lord, We forget the Prince of Peace, the everlasting power, the King of the universe, the power that created the world and raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living inside us. Lord Almighty, though you assure us, fear not, I am with you. I will give you a comforter, a counselor, supernatural power to guide you to eternity. We still keep on running all over, finding solutions from human beings. Lord Almighty, we only have to look at the shepherd's field on that glorious night in Bethlehem, where the whole sky was lit by the multitude of heavenly hosts singing Gloria. That day, the heavens opened there. And the power, the presence of God was manifested by the Holy Spirit throughout that area. The angels brought the good news of great joy for all people, meaning all generations since then and all generations to come till the end of the world. Today, we cry out to you, Holy Spirit, to awaken our inner being, to make Jesus Christ the center of our lives, so that we can have peace even in midst of this pandemic, even in midst of tribulations, difficult situations and hardships. Help us, Holy Spirit, to reach out to that level of consciousness, to rise above from these mud holes we are stuck in the darkness, which we are thinking it is the light. So let's raise our hands wherever we are right now, because this is a moment, a very powerful moment, where the Spirit of God is falling upon each and every one of us, upon our families, all the difficult situations right now, upon this whole universe, where we are all waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit to manifest in a powerful way. Let's cry out to the Holy Spirit and ask the power to fall upon us on these beautiful days. And as we are waiting, the birth of Jesus Christ to fill our hearts, our lives, to see you in our hearts and to experience the love, peace, joy that the Lord is giving us today. So let's cry out to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for the mighty power that is falling upon us. Thank you for the mighty power that is touching every place, even our situations, whatever we are going through, and give us the joy, peace of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, cover us with your mighty power right now. Come into our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the to be overcome Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is and a Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Just worship him, just worship him. Lift your hands and worship him. Lift your voice and welcome him. Once again. There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. All together, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And a Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. She did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loving Father, we just praise you and thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that Jesus is born again in our hearts, Lord. And for all that you've done, we give you the glory. And as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jerry, for leading us into this wonderful time of praise. So we have a small announcement to make regarding something new we are trying. It is to do with the prayer rooms. So we are introducing this concept of prayer room, which you all are familiar with. It is after the prayer meeting, when we used to meet physically, if you remember, we go to be prayed over by someone who will pray over us. So this same concept we are trying to do through the prayer room. So it's a virtual setup. And just to take you all through the few steps, so this is the first time we are trying it out. So you will, like you see on the screen, you have an ID and a password. So at the end of this meeting, you have to leave the meeting and you have to join another meeting, a Zoom meeting. Those of you on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, you'll have to join in through Zoom if you want to be prayed over. So the ID and the password is given there. It's 954-8813-2323. And you can join that Zoom meeting. After you join, you will enter into an area called the waiting room. Here you have to switch off your mics and switch on your videos. We have a limit of 30 participants this time during this session. So try and log in as soon as you finish this meeting. So after you are in this waiting area, you will be assigned to a prayer room where a prayer team will pray over you, like we used to do at our Wednesday meetings when we used to meet physically. We are allocating a maximum of around 3 minutes per person, so that just to keep it brief and stick to time. Also, after you are finished being prayed over, the prayer teams will ask you, request you to leave the room. So then there you have to click the leave meeting button and exit the room. So further details will be shared with you at the prayer room. So we hope to see most of you there today so that we can try and experience this anointed session after the prayer meeting. Praise the Lord. Minali, over to you.
The Lord, brothers and sisters. So we do recommend all of you who can to definitely join in this prayer room experience. It's something novel, and I'm sure that God has something great in store for each of us as we experience the new thing that the Lord is doing in our hearts. So just to give you a little brief about what the CRL has been doing in terms of Christmas projects, we put together a little video to show you. By the grace of God, we have been able to help multiple people and multiple communities throughout this difficult time. So as we watch this video, I just request you to say a silent prayer for all those still struggling in this difficult season, in this new season where everything is uncertain. As we watch this and we thank God for what has happened, let's also pray for the brothers and sisters who are still struggling in this time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we are so grateful to all of you who contributed in any way, big or small, with your thoughts, with your prayers, and also with your financial contributions. We pray that God blesses your hearts and your families this Christmas, and with the spirit of generosity, may it continue and increase more and more as the days go by. So now, without further ado, we invite Lalit Tata to share this week's message with us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
So, as we come together, today is our meeting, final meeting before Christmas. So, we already have done the Christmas Advent retreat. So, what I have to say now is nothing more to say. And we finish the meeting. So, but preaching has to go on, worship has to go on, and today we prepare for the 25th, which is just 2 days away. And today, what I thought was to share with you the message of peace. So today the theme is Jesus, Prince of Peace. And I think that this theme seems to be the most appropriate linked together with darkness and light. So when there is darkness, like we are experiencing today worldwide, you know, the light that is coming in can be described as the peace that is brought to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, I had to write this article about Christmas. And when I was writing this article, it goes to a secular news column. And I was just saying, you know, if someone had written in January 2020 about the events that have unfurled up to December 2020 and said what was going to happen and explained the virus and said about lockdowns, about airports closing, about the variants of the virus, about the attacks of people dying, you know, and we would have called them doomsday prophets. And we would have said, be serious, you know, be a realist. Those things don't happen. But when you look back at the end of 2020, even worse things than we can imagine have taken place. And so my brother, my sister, I thought, the theme of peace is the most appropriate theme that we can share. And tonight, let me start from the Old Testament. Peace in the scripture, Old Testament. Then we come to the New Testament, to Jesus, and peace in our own lives, right in the heart of the pandemic. So, first, I would like to take you to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And as we look at it together, for to us a child is born.
For to us a child is born.
To us a son is given.
To us a son is given.
And the government will be on his shoulders.
And the government will be on his shoulders.
And he will be called.
And he will be called.
Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful Counselor.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father.
Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace.
Now that's how the title Prince of Peace has been given to Jesus. Because actually in Isaiah 9, we have this prophecy about the coming Messiah. So Bible scholars will tell us that this is not directly about Jesus, but about the son of the king, or the son that that king was going to have. All the time, biblical prophecy has two meanings. One is the immediate application, but second is the eternal application that God works through the word. And we can say the immediate application would have been for the son of the king, giving assurance that the kingdom will be protected. But the long-term implication is that the Prince of Peace is coming. He's the one who will really offer peace to the whole world. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Now we go to the New Testament. Now we have the angels. You know, I preached about the angels last week in the retreat, isn't it? The angels got their landing rights mixed up and they landed in another airport. You know, they landed in the fields of the shepherds instead of the chief priests, you know. But look at what the angels say. Today, I'm sorry, yes, right. 2:11. Today, in the town of David.
Today, in the town of David.
A savior has been born to you.
A savior has been born to you.
He is Christ the Lord.
He is Christ the Lord.
Can you see now? The Messiah has come, he is the Lord, and a savior has been born to you. Verse 12. This will be a sign to you.
This will be a sign to you.
They're looking at verse 10. You will find a baby.
You will find a baby.
Wrapped in cloths.
Wrapped in cloths.
And lying in a manger.
And lying in a manger.
Can you remember on Saturday, I told you about a baby wrapped in cloths. And actually how the sheep who were bred to be offered in sacrifice at the temple, immediately when they were born, they were wrapped in swaddling cloth to make sure that there is no blemish on that skin. So therefore, that sheep was offered in the temple as sacrifice. And it's so prophetic that Jesus himself sent as the sacrifice, as the Lamb of God, is wrapped in this cloth and in the same place where the temple sheep were bred and kept. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So actually, when I was preaching yesterday only, I realized it. When we say that, you know, pushed around, buffeted by the winds that happened all around them, you know, one guy took a decision, you know, sees Augustus gets up one morning and has a big idea that he must count how many people are there. And then he tells Quirinius, you know, you have to do this, and lot of upheaval, you know. It looks as if big people make great decisions and small people are caught. But my brother, my sister, when I was praying about this only, I realized it's the other way around. What is happening? God is moving Quirinius. God is moving Caesar Augustus. God is moving the Roman Empire to do what? To get his son born in Bethlehem in that stable as the lamb that was going to be sacrificed for the whole world. Praise the Lord.
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 I thought, you know, when I was praying about it, it's earth shaking, you know, because it's like the angel that the sun was turning around the earth, you know. In fact, when Galileo found out that the earth was actually turning around the sun, and he whispered it to a few people, they said, if you tell this, you're going to get killed, you know, because all the people are going to kill you for disputing this accepted fact. So what did he do? He didn't tell anybody because he knew that he will he will be killed for that. But in his last will, he wrote it. When he was dying, after he died only, they couldn't kill him again. So otherwise, they would have resuscitated him and killed him again. You know? But the more they took him out, he wrote and he said, actually, the earth goes around the sun, not the sun around the earth. And actually, if you look at human psychology, we start from that point where we think that everything revolves around us. Have you seen a baby? The baby imagines that the whole world revolves around them. And actually, for some time, it happens, you know. Our timetables are changed, everything changes, and, you know, and the whole world revolves around. But little by little, you begin to learn that the world is bigger than you. And you begin to realize that it was not that Jesus was a victim of the great powers of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was a part of a play that God was staging to make sure that his son is born in Bethlehem in the stable as a sacrifice for the world. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And if you take that light and turn it on ourselves, you will see God is moving heaven and earth for you and for me. And that, I think, is a tremendous truth we can pray about as we come to the Lord this Christmas. But it doesn't finish there. Verse 13. We go to verse 13. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host,
appeared with the angel,
praising God and saying, verse 14, glory to God,
in the highest heaven,
and on earth,
peace to those,
on whom his favor rests, isn't that amazing? Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor is. Now only I'm realizing, and I'm having a glimpse of this. I'm thinking, when you see the power and the glory of God in the heavens, and then you know that God's favor rests on you, you realize that in actual fact, you are not being moved by incidents. You are not being moved by heaven and earth. But heaven and earth and incidents are being moved by God for you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's the peace on those on whom his favor lies. And I'm thinking you need to think about what I'm saying. Let the tube lights come on, you know. You know what happens with the tube light, you know what happens. The starter kicks, and still it's in darkness, you know. And suddenly the light comes on. And, you know, some people also like tube lights, you know. So I have a younger brother when we were small, you know. We go to the film hall. Everyone doesn't want to sit next to him because what happens is that after the joke has passed, 2-3 minutes later, he connects. And then he laughs loud when he shouldn't be laughing. And then everyone in the film hall goes, shh. So that's what you mean by tube light. So here it is. Here it is. For us also, that when you see the glory of God in heaven, suddenly the lights come on, and then you realize that not that God is maneuvering you through events. In actual fact, he is using events to the place where you should be in his great plan. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The moment you realize that, peace is the result. Peace is the result that will happen in our hearts when we realize this. Luke 2, chapter 2, verse 29. If we look at chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, verse 29. This is about John the Baptist and his mission. And it's given to us beautifully. You can read that. Sovereign Lord.
Sovereign Lord.
As you have promised.
As you have promised.
You may now dismiss your servant in peace.
You may now dismiss your servant in peace.
Now you can see the father of John the Baptist. This is not John the Baptist. This is Simeon. Simeon has received the revelation. And he says, now I can go in peace. Why is that? Verse 30. For my eyes have seen your salvation.
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
Which you have prepared.
Which you have prepared.
In the sight of all nations.
In the sight of all nations.
The light dawned on Simeon. Suddenly realized God was orchestrating a massive move upon the earth. And the center of it was this infant. He was going to be the center of the shift on the world. And when he realized it, he said, I'm at peace. No one can stop what God is doing. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now you begin to realize the sense of peace that seems to be filling the scripture. And the shift we need to have to really enjoy that peace. So, actually, peace didn't mean this too much in the Old Testament. The Old Testament peace and our peace are very similar. So we look at the main meaning of peace. If you are writing down, you can write it down. That is, many people saw peace as the absence of war. Peace is the absence of war. Joshua 14, 15. Joshua 14, 15. So we have some very interesting names in Joshua 14, 15. Hebron
used to be called
Kiriath Arba.
Kiriath Arba.
We of course know Kiribal, but Kiriath Arba. After Arba. Who was the greatest man? Among the Anakites. So that also has a colloquial use. You know, some people who steal from others can be called Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. Can you see now? Peace. Absence of war is peace. That's the peace that a lot of people are thinking about. The second kind of peace is peace as security from enemies. 2 Kings 20, verse 19. 2 Kings 20, verse 19. I'm going to repeat it. Say it, you're going to repeat it. 20, verse 19. The word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
You have spoken is good.
You have spoken is good.
Hezekiah replied.
For he thought,
will there not be peace and security in my lifetime?
Will there not be peace and security in my lifetime?
Can you see now? Peace is the security of your borders. The security. Now, we can say it in modern terms, That peace is when you have enough money in your bank account, you have a secure home, you have stuff that you can deal with, and you have a profession that's stable, you know, and things are in place, isn't it? And we can praise God also. Thank God he has given me a peaceful life. Now, that kind of peace only has been shattered in 2020. Because normalcy has been shattered. And the whole world is in upheaval. Then only you begin to realize our peace has been depending on circumstances, on people, on our bank accounts, on our health, on so many other factors. And if any one of them changes, immediately we lose our peace. And that's why so many people are unhappy in the world today. So when you read the accounts of the world that's happening, most people are saying, we just want to go back to our normal life. We want to have a peaceful life. But this Christmas, is there a peace beyond the borders of a controlled, normal environment? And that's the peace I would really like to talk to you about. Luke chapter 1, verse 79. Luke chapter 1, verse 79. Now, this is about John the Baptist. And it is said here beautifully, the mission of John the Baptist. To shine on those living in darkness.
To shine on those living in darkness.
And in the shadow of death.
And in the shadow of death.
To guide our feet.
To guide our feet.
Into the path of peace.
Into the path of peace.
I thought, looking at these words can be really beautiful. To shine on those living in darkness. And I think calling this time darkness is pretty appropriate, isn't it? So the virus turns out to be like a demon. You know? When you are able to handle one part of it, it mutates into something else. And then it works into something else. It's so amazing, isn't it? They said in Taiwan, after 128 days, from society has emerged another patient. They managed to keep it at bay for 128 days. You know, Sydney, which hosted the cricket matches, and everyone was without a mask, you know. Because they had beaten the virus, is in lockdown this week once again. So we can say, to shine on those living in darkness. And the next word is even more appropriate. What is that? Shadow of death. And aren't we in the shadow of death? You know? It's so appropriate. So actually, you can always justify yourself, you know, it's not me, somebody else, you know. It's old people. It's the people with high blood pressure, somebody with diabetes, somebody else, they will die, not me, you know. And today, in our country, it's announced a 15-year-old boy has died of COVID. And then you begin to realize that the thing spreads across to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Isn't that beautiful? Right in the middle of the darkness, peace comes. Right in the middle of the threat of death is the gift of peace that God brings into our world. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And tonight I want to offer that to you this Christmas, you know, because we can have peaceful Christmas with peaceful music, with peaceful decorations, taste, isn't it? Our taste buds, really enjoying it. Our friends coming together, our relations, enjoying the time of peace. And when all that is shattered, we have the word coming from Luke chapter 179. It says, this will shine on those in darkness in the shadow of death to guide our feet in the way of peace. A peace that is beyond circumstances. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So if you're writing it down, this peace does not begin with an event. This peace does not begin with an event. It begins with a person. That's the key. Like when I started, I told you, it's not that God guides you through events. God orchestrates events for you, a person. And tonight I wanted to offer you the second great truth. What is that? Peace is not coming through events. It's coming through a person. And if you thought that peace came through events, by now you have lost your peace. And if you have lost your peace, great. Why is that? Because you are much closer now to find real peace. The peace that was originally intended for us when we were created. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John 14, verse 27. John 14, verse 27. I think that this is like a great, great treasure. John 14, 27. You can do it after me. Peace I leave with you.
Peace I leave with you.
My peace I give you.
My peace I give you.
Can you see that? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you.
I do not give to you.
As the world gives.
As the world gives.
Can you see? We can stop there for a moment. What do you mean by the peace that the world gives? It depends on circumstances. Absence of war. Security. Guarantee of the future. Perfect health. Good relationships. Now, when we look at God and we pray to God also, we ask God for all of these, because we think peace will come when everything is in the right place. And when we thank God also, we thank God for all of these. Thank you, Lord, you gave me back my financial security. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, you taught so and so a lesson, and now at least we have peace. How we are caught up in this dimension of an external peace. But here, look at this. My peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. It's a different kind of peace that's coming to us this Christmas. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You can repeat that.
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
And do not be afraid.
And do not be afraid.
Isn't that amazing? Do not let your hearts be troubled. You can say it again.
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
And do not be afraid.
And do not be afraid.
I'm asking you tonight, what are the two things that happen inside us? On one hand, we have a troubled heart. On the other hand, we are afraid. We don't know what will happen. We don't know what will take place. We have fears. moving inside of us. Now, Jesus is saying, do not let your hearts be troubled. Those days when I used to read this text sometimes, I used to get angry with Jesus also. Easy for him to say, I am the one who is facing the problem. I am the one who is going through the struggle. I am the one who is having the issue, you know. How can you say, do not let your hearts be troubled? Take away the troublemaker and I'll have peace. Take away this problem and I'll have peace. Take away this issue and I'll have peace. I choose to tell the Lord. But the Lord is telling us, when you have me with you, you can be assured that everything is working together for your good. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's why peace is not an event. Peace is not a circumstance. Peace is not a situation. Peace is a person. And who is that person? Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and alive. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Having him is to have peace. I have met people in my lifetime. So when I say I'm in my lifetime, you know, it's a long time. I see Minelia, she was writing my ID number for Verbum, and she's telling me, do you know that? Do you know that when I was born, you were over 40 years old? So our life is a long one, you know. And I have met many people. I met people who had everything, money, privileges, everything but peace. Everything but peace. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we have also met people who have nothing but peace. They have nothing. They have no financial security. They have no future structures. They have no answers to many of the issues. But they have one thing. They have peace. Why? Because they have found him. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And tonight, our challenge is peace in the heart of the COVID crisis. Peace in the heart of our sicknesses. Peace in the heart of financial struggles, peace in the heart of relationship pains. Why? Because we have him. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And tonight I just want to tell you, the moment you have him, the whole world turns upside down. It is not, again I'm saying, it is not that he's leading you through these events, you know, avoiding this problem and avoiding that problem. The whole thing turns upside down. Every event is orchestrated and brought together by this Lord of the universe to make sure that I am blessed by God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. In the first sermon of Peter, Peter said that in the Acts of the Apostles. You, he said, you together with the wicked men put him to death according to the foreordained plan of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Put to death by the foreordained plan of God. In other words, Pilate thought he was ruling the situation. The high priest thought they had it in control. Those who crucified him thought that he was finished. But God was moving in those events, bringing it together to make sure that Jesus is the risen Lord of the universe and history itself. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The moment you realize this, that is God of the God of history and the God of the universe, the gift we will have is peace. Absolute internal peace. The one in charge of the universe is putting it all together for the higher plan. And I want to explain this through our great St. Paul. How does this work? You know, St. Paul is not as simple as we accept the apostles or the gospels, but we can't miss him because he's too valuable to miss. So you have to bear with me a little bit when I explain a little concept, but you need to understand the peace of God as St. Paul explains it. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Romans 5, verse 1. He gives us the root of faith, peace. The root, the very root. Where do you find peace? The root. Verse 1. Therefore,
since we have been justified
through faith. Let's stop there. Justified through faith. We believed in Jesus. We believe that his blood forgave us our sins. We believed that he died and rose for us. And when I believe this truth, I was connected with God by Jesus Christ. Justified through faith. Now we are connected with God. So how did we get a connection with God? I believed in who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Son of God, he's the Savior. I believed in Jesus. I believe that his blood forgives me my sin. I believe that his resurrection brings me the power of the Holy Spirit. The moment I believe this, I'm connected with God. You are just not connected because you have a good thought, you know. You know, I'm going to think about God, New Age thinking. I'm thinking of being connected to the whole universe. You know? Of course, you can do that. But we have this clear connection. We have a mighty nuclear powerhouse. But you have to, and you are the house, the whole, the power unit, the power base is out there. How do you make a connection? You have to get your wire connected to the wire that is coming from the nuclear plant. How do you connect it? You believe in the connector, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very simple thing. Every time I sit to pray, I have to do that. I connect to Lord Jesus. You came into the world for me for the 10 remembrances. You gave your life for me. By your blood, I'm forgiven and reconciled with God, and you have filled me with your Holy Spirit. Connected. The moment you are connected, you have something. Look at this. Look at the whole verse together. Then only work it out. Therefore, you can say,
since we have been justified through faith,
look at the rest of the words. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
We have peace with God. Forgiven, loved, favored, God smiling on me. That's where peace originates. brother, my sister, you know, COVID only exposes the problem inside us. It's not creating the problem. Otherwise, we would have played a few cricket matches, gone on a few trips, isn't it? Gone to abroad, you know, enjoyed with our friends, had a sing song, got drunk, and not dealt with the problem inside us. We would have covered it up, you know, anesthetized it, numbed, forgotten. We have distracted ourselves. Go to the New Year's dance through to the dawn, you know, forget about everything. But now no dance, no going, no trips, no nothing. And in that emptiness, what's actually inside us is being exposed. It's nothing new that is coming in. What's actually in that is that we are not at peace with God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We have covered it up with parties. We have covered it up with entertainment. We have covered it up with trips. We have covered it up with going with friends. We have covered it up by dances. We have covered it up by feasting and hosting and running around doing 1,000 things. That question could have waited till we were old and we were seated in a rocking chair with nothing to do. Then I would have had to face that question. But thank God, COVID has brought that question to us here and now today. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And here is the answer. If you connect through Jesus to our God, immediately in the middle of crisis, in the land that is covered in darkness, in the moment of utter confusion, we have the great gift of the peace of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So we just praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah.
Glory to you. And goes further. Verse 2. So bear with me, St. Paul. St. Paul is a little tough, but when you bring it up, then it's so powerful. Through whom we have gained access
by faith
into this grace
in which we now stand.
Bear with me. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. In other words, the moment you connect with God, believing that Jesus came for me, that Jesus died for me, that when I come to him, his blood washes me of my sin, and that I am connected through Jesus with God the Father, and the Holy Spirit is now moving through me, I stand in grace. I'm enjoying fullness. And then it says, and we rejoice, you can repeat that.
We rejoice.
In the hope.
Of the glory of God.
You know, I'm sure you understood it all. And we rejoice.
In the hope.
Of the glory of God. As I understand it, he's saying, when you are connected with God through Jesus, and that grace is flowing through you, you have a little taste of the glory that is waiting for you. So therefore, death is not a terrifying prospect. COVID is not the end. Sickness is not the doom of our existence. Only a doorway into the fullness of his glory. Praise the Lord. If you are already connected with God, if you are already reconciled with God, if you are already having his His spirit moving in your life and his grace in your heart, you're already experiencing that taste of glory. And you are given an assurance, you will have more of this as you come into my heart. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So my brother, my sister, that's how we have peace in the midst of a crisis. We have the person of Jesus with us. And what is he doing? He's reconciling us with the Father, cleansing us of our brokenness, connecting us with the power of the Holy Spirit, and enjoying the glory that only we would have had fully in heaven. And because of that, in the middle of crisis, great peace. But then the crisis does something more. What does it do? Look at verse 3. Verse 3. And if you look at verse 3, it goes like this. Not only so.
Not only so.
But we also glory.
But we also glory.
In our sufferings.
In our sufferings.
He's of course sick. You take him to a psychologist today. They say, you know, he's sick. This guy has lost his reality. He's saying, we glory in our sufferings. Why on earth would you glory in your sufferings? Because, can you read that?
Because
we know that suffering produces perseverance.
That suffering produces perseverance.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Praise
Lord.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, if you're connected to God and you walk with him through events, I can tell you from experience that the most difficult events only make you stronger, more mature, more deeper than anyone else. Why is that? Because you have him walking along with you. But if you don't have him, even the best events destroy you. Isn't it? Isn't it the love of self-indulgent parents that have destroyed their children? Isn't it? They have given them everything. Gave them everything except the equipment to handle life. So we love them, but in our love we destroy them. But here is the beautiful key here. As you walk in connection with God, even COVID, even darkness, even the restraints and the constraints that we are dealing with will only make us stronger. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And then look at verse 4. Perseverance, character.
Perseverance, character.
And character, hope.
And character, hope.
It's worth saying it again. Perseverance, character.
Perseverance, character.
And character, hope.
And character, hope.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can you see now? If you have Jesus and you have a right relationship with him and with the Father through the Holy Spirit, the time of COVID, the time of darkness, the time of all these struggles is also the time of favor. Because it is in this time that things will grow inside of us so rich, so deep, that would not have happened if you hadn't gone through that crisis. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. The Prince of Peace is coming. Connected with him, right relationship with him, everything falls into place. This is Christmas at the deepest level. And verse 5, look at verse 5, beautifully given to us. And hope does not put us to shame.
Does not put us to shame.
Or in the RSV, it says, will not disappoint us. Because God's love
Because God's love
has been poured into our hearts.
Has been poured into our hearts
through the Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Spirit,
who has been given to us.
Who has been given to us.
Listen to that. Our hope will not be disappointed. Why? Because right in the middle of this struggle, the Prince of Peace is doing something. What's he doing? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Like I said earlier, some months ago, when you come to Jesus and you are washed in his blood, believing in his love, and you surrender to him as Savior and Lord, he comes to live inside of us. The Prince of Peace has come to live inside of us. He connects us directly with the Father. The Father and he are communing. And this communion between the Father and the Son, which is never ending, everlasting, through the Holy Spirit, begins to happen through us. In the middle of darkness, we have the Holy Spirit moving and bringing us strength. In the middle of insecurity, we have the Holy Spirit moving and making us strong. In the middle of emptiness, we have the fullness of the Holy Spirit moving and making us transformational. And suddenly, we become a blessing for the whole world around us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let the Prince of Peace come into our hearts this Christmas. Let him have the rightful place inside of us. Let him commune with the Father. Let the energy of God the Father and his Son flow through us right in the middle of the darkness. And let the anointing of the Holy Spirit take us through it all. Not just survival, not just dealing and sustain, but victorious, transformational, turning it all into a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And my brother, my sister, here is the key that the Lord is offering us tonight. I want to tell you about dealing with other people as we finish. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. You know, these are beautiful words. Ephesians 4, verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord.
As a prisoner for the Lord.
Can you see these beautiful words? You know, I've become a prisoner. Now he's writing from prison. Now we are in a COVID prison, isn't it? He's in a real prison. He's been sentenced to death. He never came out of that prison. Must remember that. 2 years in jail, and then he was executed. As a prisoner for the Lord, you can say it again.
As a prisoner for the Lord.
I urge you.
And I urge
to live a life.
To live a life.
Worthy of the calling.
Worthy of the calling.
You have received.
You have received.
What is the life that is worthy of the calling? That is, you have been chosen to carry God in your life. You have Jesus living inside you. You have a direct connection with God the Father. And you have the Holy Spirit's energy moving in your life. And because of that, remember to remain faithful to that great dignity that God has given you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. The Prime Minister didn't give you that dignity. The President didn't give you that dignity. The Principal didn't give you that dignity. The Judge didn't give you that dignity. Who gave it to you? God gave it to you. You are a prisoner of that dignity. What do you do? Verse 2. Be completely humble and gentle.
Be completely humble and gentle.
Be patient.
Be patient.
Bearing one with one another in love.
Bearing with one another in love.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, when people have to stay together for a long time, you know, with no relief. When dogs are in confrontation with each other, you know, when we were children, we had many dogs in our house. And sometimes dogs were competing, you know. One dog was competing for the attention of one of our family members with another dog. So when they passed each other, they showed their teeth to each other. So that was a way of, you know, telling them, you know, what they thought of the other one, you know. And I've seen that same kind of behavior among humans. You pass each other, you know, your face shows the kind of feeling you have, you know. And, you know, sneering, you know, the eyes will show it, the upper lip will show it, you know, the kind of, you know, throwing of your hands will show it, you know. What is that? You know, we can't deal with them. We can't bear them. In Christmas, because we have Jesus living inside us, connecting us to the Father, and the energy of the Holy Spirit moving through us, the Lord is inviting us, share this peace with them. Of course, we can say, Lord, you don't know who are in my home, you know. You don't know my relations, Lord. If you know my relations, even you would be angry with them, you know. And especially my in-laws, you know, if you know them, you know, how even you wouldn't be able to forgive them. But my brother, my sister, we are not being asked to look for some good quality and bless them for that. We looked at it on the third day beautifully in the retreat. What is it? For the peace of Jesus, he had to forgive the world. For the resurrection of Jesus, he had to forgive the world. And you saw that, you know, they were insensitive to this. I read you the text, if you remember. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But even without changing the verse, they have added to that. And they shared these clothes among themselves. In other words, even as they forgave them, it didn't touch them. But it transformed Jesus. My brother, my sister, let's do it this Christmas. They may sneer. They may reject it. They may judge us. They may think we are weak, but we do it anyway. If they don't accept it, they deal with God. But if they do accept it, it's the mercy of God coming into their lives this Christmas. Like it came to the thief who was hanging next to Jesus. If they reject you, take it from his hands and give it back to Jesus. Let his peace guard your heart. Rejoice in the rejection. Rejoice in the judgment. Rejoice in the barb. Rejoice in the hard words. Rejoice. Because the kingdom of heaven is yours. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, and if you seek that peace, everything else falls together. You know, looking at this message, you know, I preached it a few years ago. So I also didn't remember it. And if I can't remember it, I'm sure you don't remember it either. So I decided to preach it today from 4 years ago. And I saw this note I had made of a saint, you know. And his name was Saint Sabas. You know, we haven't heard of him. You know. We know of Saint Sebastian, but not Sabas. Saint Sabas was from the 4th century. And it's a beautiful story, you know. And actually, he was a son of army commissioned officer who didn't want him. So he left him with an uncle and took his mother also and went off. He was raised by a cruel uncle. And he ran away at the age of 10. And in today's world, enough to write a book and make a bestseller. You know, how I was rejected by my parents. Sob, sob, So, and then you write the book and be the bestseller, you know. And what happened was, he had no refuge whatsoever. He ended up in a monastery. And at the age of 20, he had a divine encounter. So my brothers and sisters, terrible things can happen in our life. People can treat us unfairly. But if it leads us to Jesus, all that is put together to become a blessing. And it is there that he met a great saint of God who lived in absolute silence. And Saint Sabas decided to remain in silence, living in the peace of God. But they didn't allow him to live all 7 days in silence. So he lived 5 days in silence. 2 days he took baskets and went and sold in the village. But when the saint died, Saint Sabas went into total silence, many years. But people heard that a great monk living in absolute silence had great wisdom in his life. People came from all over the world. Now only I realized when I put this upside down, God made him ready and brought people to him. And then he had to give the wisdom that he had found in his silence, he shared. They went and told other people, more people came. In the end, he was made the chief monk of Palestine. He decided on emperors. He had the greatest impact on the 5th century of the church. And he died at the age of 91, used mightily by God in his lifetime. And what I can tell you is, if you find him inside, you will also find his plan, his purpose, everything put together. And remember the good news that's coming this Christmas. That even the stars were moved for the life of his son. The emperors were moved for the life of his son. And that will bring absolute peace. God is moving heaven and earth to make sure that his plan for your life will bear fruit. But it just won't happen. You also have to accept him into your life. Tonight, let's make that decision. I want the Prince of Peace to rule over my life this Christmas and leave me. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we build a throne of worship as we prepare for the worship? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy is the God of Israel. Elders bow in worship as the angel voices swell. Fragrant clouds of incense swirl around your throne of grace. Lord, we bow in worship at the brilliance of your face. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, holy, is the God of Israel. Elders bow in worship as the angel voices swell. Fragrant clouds of incense swirl around your throne of grace. Lord, we bow in worship at the brilliance of your face. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Abba Father.
Abba Father.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You are holy.
You are holy.
Your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
We just use the term holy.
We just use the term holy.
But as we journey with you, the deeper meaning of that term,
the deeper meaning of that term
is coming deep into our hearts.
Is coming deep into our hearts.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You are bigger.
You are bigger.
You are greater.
You are greater.
You are more different.
You are more different
than any one of us.
Than any one of us.
That is why you are holy.
That is why you are holy.
We are all caught up in time.
We are all caught up in time.
We are all caught up in the world.
We are all caught up in the world.
But you stand outside time.
But you stand outside time.
And you stand outside space.
And you stand outside space.
You are holy.
You are holy.
You can travel back in time.
You can travel back in time.
You can go forward in time.
You can go forward in time.
You can be in several places at the same time.
You can be in several places at the same time.
You are holy.
You are holy.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Abba Father.
Abba Father.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
For so many years.
For so many years.
We thought.
We thought.
Events form us.
Events form us.
People form us.
People form us.
Situations form us.
Situations form us.
Incidents form us.
Incidents form us.
That you save us from these things.
That you save us from these things.
That you come and rescue us from these things.
That you come and rescue us from these things.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
When we look at your birth today.
When we look at your birth today.
We initially saw your birth.
We initially saw your birth.
As an event.
As an event.
That happened.
That happened.
Because of other people's actions.
Because of other people's actions.
And that you came, Father.
And that you came, Father.
And saved your son from these events.
Saved your son from these events.
By leading him to the stable.
By leading him to the stable.
But today.
But today.
When the light of the Spirit shines upon us.
When the light of the Spirit shines upon us.
These events become holy.
These events become holy.
And then we realize.
And then we realize.
That Caesar Augustus was the pawn.
That Caesar Augustus was the pawn.
In the great game of salvation.
In the great game of salvation.
That Quirinius was the pawn.
Quirinius was the pawn.
In the great movement of eternity.
In the great movement of eternity.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
They were playing a small role.
They were playing a small role.
In your higher plan.
In your higher plan.
Of bringing you to Bethlehem.
By bringing you to Bethlehem.
To the stable.
To the stable.
To be the Lamb of God.
To be the Lamb of God.
You are holy.
You are holy.
You orchestrate the events of the universe.
You orchestrate the events of the universe.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
And tonight.
And tonight.
When I agree with you.
When I agree with you.
Like the Blessed Mother agreed.
Like the Blessed Mother
like the apostles agreed.
Like the apostles agreed.
They were weak.
They were weak.
They were powerless.
They were powerless.
But you made the whole world revolve around them.
But you made the whole world revolve around them.
That so much so.
That so much so.
That in the early church.
In the early church.
They said. The people who are turning the world upside down have come to our city.
The people who are turning upside down has come into our city.
My brother, my sister.
My brother, my sister.
Here is the peace of God. Here is the peace of God. Nothing can shake the higher plan. Nothing can shake what God has worked out in our life. Everything will be put into the rightful place by the Holy One of God. Tonight, let's worship Him in awe. Would you make the universe turn around for me? Would you orchestrate the stars for me? Would you make events happen, planes crisscross the earth, people come to right places for me? Yes, we hear the voice. That's our peace. everything will be brought together for our good. That's our peace. Everything will work out. And if it has been the plan of God, even a man of silence was used by God to change the world because God had ordained it. How much we want to build a career, how much we want to build our life, how much we want to build a ministry sometimes, how much we want to do things because we think we have to look after ourselves. But tonight, we have the great revelation of our God. Heaven and earth have been moved for you. The light has come. The peace of God is in your heart. My son, my daughter, I'm taking you through it all. We'll say it again. We cry holy. We cry holy. We look in awe at the wonder of our God. We cry holy and we worship the God who turns everything around to a new revelation of his love. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We cry holy.
Let your peace flow in our lives. Prince of Peace, come and rule our hearts. Put it all together, deep in our heart. Let your powerful presence bring it all together. Let the revelation of your And the Lord says, this Christmas, I'm going to give you the gift of how deeply I love you. I'm going to release that realization in your life as you seek me, that I move heaven and I move earth. I move events and incidents. Darkness becomes light for me in order that I have you in the place that I have ordained for you. The only one who can obstruct that plan is you, says the Lord. When you distrust me, when you take the plan into your own hands, when you walk in your own understanding of fear and anxiety and stress, it is then that you lose this plan I have for you. And even if you have lost it, I tell you, says the Lord, return to me now. Return to me in this time of favor. Return to me, and the light will shine once more in your heart. And the peace will reign as we are reconciled. And then my plan for you will bear fruit in the most powerful way, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord is showing a person who feels dizzy and nausea time to time and going through a very difficult time. The Lord says, tonight I'm touching and I'm healing you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. The Lord, hallelujah.
The Lord says, during this Christmas, I'm giving you the grace to get rid of bitterness, unforgiveness, and I will give you the grace to unite and to reconcile with all those who have hurt you. And I'm giving you the grace simply to experience my love, my unity, my peace in your heart, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
The Lord is touching and giving peace to a family who could not agree on various decisions they had to take, and thereby lots of confusion and anxiety was created in the family. Today, the Lord says, accept me as the savior of your family, and you will experience great and mighty peace within you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is speaking to a young person who is confused and unhappy about his career and thinks he's wasting his time. The Lord says, seek the Lord first, give the first place to the Lord, and very soon you will see the way to go. Hallelujah. Praise to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to many people who are going through financial difficulty during this current situation, and the Lord says, I'm the Lord of heaven and earth and under the earth. Everything is in my hand. I will look after you. Trust in me, says the Lord. Praise you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to many who have lost your loved ones during this COVID and due to other illnesses, and the Lord says, even though these are times that you can't understand, I am working in these situations. I am working for the good of those who love me. Be with me. I will take you through this, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. So before we sing the final hymn tonight, I just want to remind you that on Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 9, we will be having the Christmas and Advent retreat in the Sinhala language, 7 to 9. And you are most welcome to join and to pass the word around to those who know Sinhala and who didn't follow the retreat in English from 7 to 9 on YouTube live as well as on Zoom. So please pass the word around, and on our website, you will find the details. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We'll sing the second verse of the song. Holy, holy, holy is the song that heaven sings. All creation praises. Your head, O Zion, open wide your ancient doors. Once again, holy, holy, holy is the song that heaven sings. All creation praises.
Praise the Lord. So brothers and sisters, we just want to remind you to please join in the prayer room. The link will be posted up right now, the Zoom ID. It's on the chat. So the meeting ID is 954-8813-2323. So you can begin to join the prayer room that will start at 8:10 p.m. Anyone who requests or needs prayer can join in. We also would like to remind you, brothers and sisters, that we have contact numbers available for anyone who wants to share a testimony, or if you are in need of prayer over the course of the week, you can contact the numbers that are available on your screen. Additionally, you please do follow us on our social media channels on Facebook, on Instagram, and on YouTube to stay up to date with what the CRL is doing and what the Lord is doing in and through our community. So I just take this time to wish all of you a blessed and a peaceful Christmas at a time that is unprecedented. Let's just pray for the love, the joy, and the peace that passes understanding, the Lord's peace, to be among our hearts, our lives, and our families in this season. I wish all of you a blessed Christmas.